The 65th Annual Grammy Awards last night showcased a hip-hop tribute for the ages and featured some major high points in the music world from this past year. But the top honors weren't what some expected. Jeffrey Brown reports about ongoing questions about the process as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
The night began in Spanish with Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny and featured musical legends including Stevie Wonder. And today's biggest pop stars, including Lizzo, who won Record of the Year, and Harry Styles, whose Harry's House brought him Album of the Year. In what many, including the winner, considered a surprise, 73-year-old Bonnie Raitt won Song of the Year for Just Like That. The award for pop duo group performance was won by Sam Smith and Kim Petras, who proudly noted being the first transgender woman to win the award. Another highlight, a 15-minute celebration of 50 years of hip-hop that brought several generations of stars to the stage. An acknowledgement of the impact and influence of a musical genre that has at times had a rocky relationship with the often tradition-bound Grammys. And the queen of the night, Beyoncé, of course, who made history with 4 more Grammys, becoming the all-time Grammy winner with 32 career awards. But this, too, came with some caveats and criticism when her widely touted Renaissance album failed to win in any of the top categories.
And I'm joined now by Shamira Ibrahim. She's a culture and music writer who contributes to a variety of media, including NPR, The New York Times, The Root, and The Cut. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I want to start with Beyoncé. As we said, the most honored artist, and yet for many feeling like she hasn't really been honored as she should. How do you explain that? What do you see going on?
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. I think that there are a variety of things happening in that conversation. I think one of the big things is that Beyoncé exists at the intersection of peak appeal and yet outside of the actual formal structure, rather, of what is the usual promotional cycle that is expected within the Recording Academy. So the Grammys is both an entertainment production as well as a trade award show. So for the Grammys to really legitimize itself as what is known as music's biggest night, it needs to continuously engage the biggest artists, such as Drake, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, and some of the biggest entertainers of the world, right? And so to promote something like Beyoncé breaking records, Beyoncé getting feted as what is known as the biggest artist across not one, but arguably two generations, is a conversation that continues to enmesh itself in the zeitgeist. So that is something that is one part of the conversation here.
But not winning Album of the Year time after time. And this has been a long-running question and issue for the Grammys, right? Especially when it comes to Black women not winning the top award.
Correct, yeah. And part of that is due to the fact that Beyoncé has expressed a desire to not really participate in the rigmarole that is expected of the Academy. You know, one of the standards that exists and is expected is to do a full promotional cycle, a 18-month campaign, a 12-month campaign. Beyoncé has, at this point, become an institution in and of herself, and she does not need to participate in what is, you know, a run of press covers, going to all of the 12 chapters of the Grammy institution to go ahead and campaign and demand or really solicit the votes of her colleagues and peers and really let the music situate itself as the cultural affection of change that it is. And really, that kind of presents a question of what the music is and what the Grammys wants to be as an institution. And that is part of the conundrum that arises whenever she doesn't actually get the Album of the Year award, which is the award really for the music, or is it participating in the actual expectation or intention of really doing the glad handing that happens a lot at a lot of these trade shows?
Well, there's also been, of course, the notable history regarding hip hop, which last night, as we noted, got this sort of big nod with like a 50-year retrospective look, brought a lot of generations out there. But hip hop's a genre that has had its really fraught relationship with the Grammys too, right?
Correct. Yeah. And I think that's part of why there's a continued emphasis on the Big Four. With genres like hip hop and R&B, there's a continued elision of what genres and categories are allowed to be given front stage in the actual broadcast of the program itself, what performers are allowed to be showcased in the actual main broadcast. And over the years, categories like R&B have gone from 8 nominating awards to 4 nominating awards. And as those shifts continue to kind of evolve over the years, the Big Four continue to showcase that that is the unequivocal positioning of what across the industry, across all of your peers, really is the gold standard of okay. music. And that is part of why this evolves as a conversation as to where the Grammys wants to move to.
All right, continuing year-by-year discussion, Shamira Ibrahim, thank you very much.
Thank you.